LAC LABICHE, family members of the new LAC Labiche County Council joined invited municipal administrators and a short list of other invited guests on Monday night for what associate Sao Dan Small called a brief but significant event, the swearing-in of mayor and council. Held in the Bold Center's Community Hall, the ceremony was the first of its kind in recent history. The event that featured speeches, a small food buffet, and a bagpipe-backed procession of councillors led by Mounties in Red Surge was a big change from the conventional swearing-in process normally held before the new council's organizational meeting in the council chambers. This event is our way of formally marking the success that 9 candidates had last week and recognizing and appreciating the outgoing members of council for their work. It is also very nice that family members are here too, said Small. Monday night's ceremony, which was also attended by outgoing Mayor Omer Mograbi, included an opening prayer, an introduction of senior administrative staff and comments from the new LAC Labiche County Mayor Paul Rutov, presiding provincial MLA Dave Hansen, and the municipality's Sao Ken Van Boel. Worth celebrating, we took a bit of a different approach today than we have in the past, Van Boel told the audience of about 70 invited attendees. But this is a significant event for our community and for the individuals being sworn in tonight, and our community is worth celebrating. Before each council member was sworn into office, reciting an oath read aloud by MLA Hansen, Elder Emma Reka gave an opening prayer, calling for positivity, prosperity and caring. I hope the future years will be a beautiful time where our community will grow, she said. Incoming Mayor Paul Rutov gave his first public remarks after being officially sworn in. He also focused on future growth. During the campaign, one constant message and request I heard was that we need to grow and continue to improve this community, to give the people a reason to remain here and thrive and work, he said, explaining that he and the new council will work within the municipality and outside it to provide those opportunities for residents and newcomers. Every community needs growth to achieve sustainable balance with enough opportunities, businesses, amenities and housing. We will need to work with all stakeholders to achieve that balance. We must always improve in every department and on every level to make this a reality. The evening event wrapped up with professional group and individual photos of the candidates and staff members. With COVID measures in place, those in attendance were also offered a selection of snacks and beverages. Following the Monday night ceremony, the new council had its first official meeting on Tuesday, their organizational meeting to determine committee appointments, the selection of a deputy mayor and procedural matters.